Blackstone Publishing presents A Perfect Shot, a novel by Robin Yoakum. This book is read by Richard Ferrone.
To Francis Kennedy, The Irish Rose. Prologue. On May 24, 1994, a warm, clear Tuesday in which the Ohio River Valley was finally shaking off the gray doldrums of a cold and damp spring, the most popular man in the history of Mingo Junction, Ohio, dropped off the face of the earth. Not a single person in that gritty little steel town could explain his disappearance. There were no signs of foul play. No notes or clues were left behind. It was as though the earth had opened up and swallowed Duke Dushesky alive, classic Buick and all. In the months and years that were to follow, there was never one credible reported sighting. His credit cards were never again used. His bank account remained untouched. Simply, he had vanished, and all that remained were unanswered questions. The people in Mingo Junction were heartbroken at their loss. For weeks, that's all they talked about at Wheeling Pit, the VFW, Isley's, Carmine's Lounge, and, of course, Duke's Place, each taking a turn to tell about the last time they saw him. They offered theory after theory, but not one mother's son of them had a substantial clue as to his whereabouts. Everybody had an opinion, but nobody had an answer. The last man known to have seen him alive was the overnight employee at the crematorium. While he enjoyed a brief period of local celebrity, interviewing for the newspapers and the lone television station in Steubenville, he could offer nothing beyond wild speculation. No one wanted to believe what they all were thinking and feared, that the great Nicholas Duke Dushesky was dead. How else could it be explained? His prized automobile was gone. He might have left his troubled wife, but he certainly wouldn't have just walked away from his thriving namesake business. Then came the rumors, ugly and whispered. He had angered the mob that controlled the vice in the upper Ohio River Valley. There was talk of missing gambling receipts, tens of thousands of dollars. It was the only logical explanation, most agreed. The Buick had been fed into a shredder, probably with Duke still behind the wheel. Nothing made sense.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?